Welcome to the Lost Dot Podcast and the Transcontinental Race number 9, supported by our race partners Kinesis, Physique, Pedaled, Hutchinson, POC, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design. It's the 23rd of July and it's race day. At 10 p.m. this evening, 300 plus riders will climb the cobbles of the Muir van Herensbergen, cheered on by hundreds of torch-holding well-wishers as the day turns to night and the ninth edition of the Transcontinental Race gets underway. But first, there is the small matter of registration, where riders get their bikes checked, collect their trackers and caps, and then head to a final rider briefing before the action begins.
I'm Hannah Lovelace-Dieu. So I've come on board as a race coordinator at Lost Dot this year. TCR this year is my first race working for Lost Dot, and I'm actually on board as a race reporter, but going forward I'll be acting as a race coordinator. So we're currently at Du Spiral, if that's how it's pronounced, in Herensbergen. So it's registration day today. We've got about 350 riders that are coming here to check in at the start, to get their bikes checked for safety, and to attend the rider briefing. And then at 10 p.m. tonight, they'll be rolling out of Herensbergen, doing a little lap of the town, and then riding up the Muir with a torchlight procession and loads of people out to support. So I'm really excited to be here for the first time after following the race for so long. We've been in communications with these riders for such a long time in the run-up to the race and emailing them constantly, and so we've got to know all of their names, and it's actually really nice to put a face to those names and actually get to meet them for the first time. And it's actually a really chilled out vibe. I think everyone's just enjoying the social element to it, and everyone's really, like, there's a bit of a nervous anticipation, but I think everyone's really excited to get going, and yeah.
More and more riders arrive to go through the registration process. TCR may be a race, and every rider wants to perform as well as they possibly can, but this is a community too. There are handshakes, hugs, and, of course, all-important bike and gear comparisons. As last year's winner, Christoph Strasser is wearing cap number 1. How's he feeling just a few hours before the race starts?
Yes, it is definitely different, because last year everything was completely new, and it was so, really everything was unknown for me. This year I know that some of the people, and but on the same, it's more like I feel some pressure, of course. I try not to feel pressure. Not high expectations, because I need just to ride and enjoy the race and don't think about the result. But last year I really had no expectations at all. My only goal was to finish, and I knew if when I finish, because of my fitness, I will be not so slow. I will be one of the faster ones, but the main goal is to finish, and the same is this year. So I just need to finish, and results will come. Of course, more people know me, but not everybody, because on the first part of the check-in, they asked me which rider number I have, and I said number 1. And it was quite surprising for for the people on the check-in. So yeah, that's one of the great things in the unsupported community. Everybody is like the same, so you're not like a big superstar if you have number 1 and if you're last year's winner. So everybody is just the same, and that's what I really like about it.
Okay, my name is Han Lu. My cap number is 318. I'm a bursary rider. I live in London. I put down to represent originally I'm from Vietnam, so I'm representing Vietnam as a country, just to add in variety and diversity of how far TCR can take us around the world. So my bike frame is 44 centimeters. So I had the problem of, first of all, water bottles. I can only have one water bottle in my in the frame, so I decided to abandon that. and have a frame bag instead. So Apadura was very nice to me. They stepped up and gave me a frame bag that actually fit into my frame, which is fabulous. I'm very happy.
Are you trying to register early and then go and get a bit of rest before the start?
Register early, come back. I'm going to sort out the packing on my bike, all the bits tied to everything in. Then do relook at the route and get some snooze in. That's it. And eat loads. I've got to load up as much as I can now. I'm looking forward to it. I'm scared and looking forward to it. I'm completely out of my comfort zone, completely. As I rode to here from Brussels yesterday, I was thinking, oh my God, I'm really out of my comfort zone. So I'm hoping once I get on the bike, it will just okay. It will just settle in. But we'll see.
Once the riders get underway, we'll be keeping an eye on what's happening with all our solo riders. But there's also the pairs to keep track of too, with 16 partnerships attempting to make it to Thessaloniki together.
So I'm Carlo, and I'm cap number 324A.
I'm Lou Johnston, cap 324B. Exciting, nervous, but it's really nice to be back here because we came here last year to watch our friends off. So it's been quite surreal for us to come back again a year later.
Last year, yeah, it was really much more relaxing what it was this year. But it was really quite emotional actually at the start to see our friends going off and all of the lights up the Muir. It was really epic. So
it's, yeah,
slightly wasn't
it?
Slightly different feeling this year. Slightly wetter, unfortunately.
Carlo does cyclocross, qualified world champions before. I'm a horse rider originally. I was a very competitive rider. And then I went on to do some triathlons and got really competitive. Started to find running a little bit difficult, met Carlo, and we got hooked on riding together, didn't we? And
yeah,
it's become quite addictive.
We cancelled the swimming and the running part of it.
I cancelled my last Ironman to go and do an Audax to qualify for Paris Best Paris, didn't I?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, fantastic.
So, cycling's become a bit of an addiction. We're just looking forward to the adventure, really. But, yeah, the motivation, really, is to enjoy ourselves.
TCR relies on the support of volunteers. They are there at control points, the finish line, and play a huge role in getting everything and everyone ready on registration day. Back home, there is a team of even more volunteers, led by Tracy Ibbett, who monitor the race to help make sure it runs smoothly.
I just popped in today in Gerritsbergen because we were in France and travelling back through to the UK. And I do team leader on all the dot watching, so I monitor the race monitors, so to speak, and spend the next 2 weeks glued to my phone and to the monitoring boards and just checking everything out. Well, we have all of our monitoring on Trello boards, and we've got, I think, 72 race monitors based all over the world. They are allocated with 5 to 6 riders, which they monitor the whole race just to check for things like whether riders are on forbidden roads, forbidden tunnels, that they're doing the parkour, just to ensure that it's all fair and everybody's being judged the same. And they report via the monitoring board, and I pick up all the notifications and then deal with them all as I need to. I think last year I had about 4,500 Trello notifications over the 2 weeks.
There are many first-timers in this year's TCR, but also plenty of riders who are returning to test themselves again. Will Vousden, cap 119, rode in last year's edition of the race, but had to scratch to stop riding. What made him want to come back and do it all over again?
Because I want to finish. I want to get to the finish line. I told myself last year actually that I was going to have a break from it because it's a lot of stress and it's a lot of stuff to prepare for. But I really, really want to finish it. You know, I want to get that feeling of getting to the finish line, and I want to see how well I can do in the process. That's why I'm back.
Yeah,
I hope I'm the same, maybe even better. But I mean, who knows? Like, the field is different this year. The course is very different as well. So I said, I have expectations on myself, but because the circumstances are different, I know that, you know, things might play out differently as well. So yeah, I'm kind of optimistic, but also don't really know what's going to happen, frankly.
Robin Gimpel, Cap 3, rode a storming race last time round, securing a top 10 finish.
I definitely learned a lot from last year. I'm not going to do that again in this way. But still, I believe last year this was how you enter a scene, and now we have to find out how we stay interesting in that scene for sure. So yeah, I'll still go fast at the beginning, but with a bit smarter tactics behind it. I think it looks wet, yes, but it's not clear that we're gonna get soaking wet. I think it's clear that once you'll pass by a thunderstorm or you'll get a bit wet. So no, it doesn't change my strategy. I'd say, yeah, just go for it. And also, it's not gonna be that cold until we reach the Alps. And then I think once we're at Gotthard or wherever you go through, yeah, you're into the race and you have to decide stuff also on the go.
Our riders will soon be on their own, cycling unsupported across Europe. There will be moments when things get tough, so for some, messages from home will help keep them going. Tim Roger Flynn is at registration with his partner Hannah.
Yeah, so I have a couple of WhatsApp groups where I've asked one group to say, make sure I don't quit cycling. So I'm hoping they'll provide encouragement. They said they're going to do the Tim Flynn podcast and send me messages every day, encouragement. Hannah's going to be my probably coping mechanism. She'll probably get me at my lowest, whilst I'm like, I don't want to continue anymore. And hopefully a little pep talk or a sleep.
Yeah,
crack on. Yeah, exactly. I think in my head, every time I do a long ride, I always say to myself, like, we have this harbour loop at home, which is 30 miles. It's a really lovely route around the harbour. And I can do a harbour loop, and I'll just do 30 miles. It's just another harbour loop, and just keep, you know. So it's only technically about, like, 100 harbour loops, really.
Eric Benneman, Cap 299, is another rider back for another attempt at completing the race, after having to scratch last time. His determination to continue then, and 1 year later, take on the challenge all over again, is what it's all about.
Well, I still get emotional thinking about it, actually. It was, I had a really hard time in the Czech Republic. I was thinking about scratching and not going to make it. And well, I called my wife and she told me, you're doing what you're loving and you can't stop right now. This is what you want. This is your dream. And she's right. And maybe there's a small chance to make it. And I just said to myself, I need to go out and have fun and really enjoy myself. And that kept me going. And I kept chasing people. And I was really happy and strong on the bike afterwards, after suffering in the first part of the ride. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, then coming in to the second checkpoint, I was all in tears and everyone was crying. It was quite emotional. And then I got up on the bike and did it once more. Just made it before the deadline. Yeah, and afterwards I was quite broken into Serbia. My route was all messed up and I needed to scratch. There, but I was really proud of what I did, and I think now I'm going to start again with this mentality that I found last year. Yeah, now we go to ride to Greece. That's the plan.
It's early evening in Haraldsbergen, and the riders gather for the rider briefing, where they are taken through the rules and what to expect one final time.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to the 9th edition of the Transcontinental Race. Some of you know me already. My name's Andrew Phillips. I'm this year's race director. I was sat where you are. Well, I had a seat. I was sat where you are last year, getting ready to race TCR number 8. So I kind of know how you're feeling. And I envy you all, but thanks for coming along.
And yeah, finally, have fun on the race, have an amazing race. Most of all, stay safe. And yeah, really enjoy yourselves. Get everything out of it you can, because it's an amazing experience.
It's almost time. This year's riders are about to set off up the Mur and each begin their own unique TCR journey. The streets are lined with supporters, including Stefan Dupre, Elderman for Sports in the city of Haraldsbergen.
Oh, it means a lot for us. First of all, we are very pleased and very proud and honored that a race like the Transcontinental Race is coming to our city now for the sixth time as the starting place for this race, because it's such a unique event that we really appreciated that the Transcontinental Race can start over here in Gerardsbergen. Especially Gerardsbergen is very known in the world of cycling because of our wall of Gerardsbergen. So many great courses have passed here in Gerardsbergen, and that now we are doing something completely different, a race, a self-supported individual race, a bikepacking race from one side from Europe to another side of Europe. It's such a special event that we really want this race here in Gerardsbergen.
The next time we catch up with our riders, they will have spent their first night and day on the road. We'll be sharing their voices, their stories, in their own words, to give you a sense of what it's like to ride this year's TCR. You can also find daily content from the race across our social media. Thanks to our race partners, Kinesis, Physique, Pedaled, Hutchinson, POC, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design.